Hi, I'm Tom Newell. Welcome to Family Sports Life Today. We're bringing together parents, coaches, and athletes to talk about having a better sports experience, better family connections, and a better sports life for our kids.
And I'm Coach Guy Perry, and whether we're talking about elementary, middle school, or high school sports, whether you're an experienced coach or just getting involved with your kids' team, Family Sports Life Today is the place to talk about sports and learn.
So, Guy, there's something that has been bothering me for the last several months. We haven't touched on this subject, and I think it's about time, going into what I consider the most critical time in youth sports. It's when you go outside and start playing activities related to soccer, baseball, softball, even basketball, because the weather has changed, the days are longer, and there's just so many things that become more involved for kids today and families. And so the topic of this subject is over the top, and we all know from our own experiences as parents that we do have a lot of problems with parents over the top.
Oh yeah, we do. Okay, so this program is presented to our audience today with careful considerations of both parents and their sport families. Too often today, our children playing, participating, and competing in organized practices and games are being subjected to the unhappiness opinions of their biggest supporters, their parents. Has this changed recently? Not really. Now, why is this coming to the forefront more today than, let's say, 20 years ago? It's because more and more spectators are recording activities with a video digital camera, so they can download it right to YouTube,
yep,
and putting it on the internet as a novelty item for the entire world to see, and the media to follow up with their own storylines. Now, already this year, we've seen several instances that we would have rather not seen, whereby a father of a participant in youth sports loses it, completely loses their sanity for a brief moment, and takes matters into his own hands, and we've had a lot of ugly results as this has transpired.
Well, it's unbelievable, Guy. I'm just so concerned right now in our culture, North America, with the behavior of coaching models as well as parent models out there. I go back, I reflect on seeing on YouTube, seeing on major networks. Back in the fall, a California assistant youth football coach runs onto the field during an organized game and levels a 12-year-old linebacker on his son's opposing team and gives him a forearm shiver, literally knocks him off his feet and down. And, you know, he's arrested, he's being sued, and this has devastated his family sports life today forever.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and his son is forever affected, and his teammates. And so there's a myriad of incidents that are happening now that we need to bring to the forefront on this subject over the top. There was a New Jersey youth football incident where parents, about 80 of them in total, got into a free-for-all, Amelia, that resulted in the police being called in to separate, detain, and file charges against the parents. All the while, the kids are watching this incident, and the ages of the kids in the game were between 11 and 13-year-old boys. Again, you know, over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're telling me about one in Philadelphia.
With the football incident, now that was a time a parent took it to the extreme, shooting the coach, assaulting the coach with a weapon. Now, why in the world would somebody do that? Well, because he wasn't playing his son enough at the right position. And
he didn't think about, obviously didn't think about the effect it would have on his family sports life today. To me, what bothers me probably more than anything is that there are so many parents out there who have these expectations with their kids, okay? And we've been there as coaches on the bench. We hear them behind us, in basketball especially, soccer also, you know? And so how do you – it isn't so much control them, okay? It's managing them. It's training and educating them. We have to do more in our communities to help parents understand the proper behavior,
right,
of support, all right, and also action in the stands.
Well, the ramifications of their their ill actions.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 years from now, at the Thanksgiving dinner table, is this a subject that these parents that were involved in these melees are going to want to bring up? Hey, remember the time I shot somebody?
Oh, no. That Thanksgiving dinner is a takeout. I'll tell you that right now. That's for sure. You know, not only football, but there was a wrestling incident last month where there were two different states, okay? There were high school competitions. One was an assistant coach, all right? And his son is engaged, all right, with an opponent in this match. And there was this technique that was being used by the opponent. Well, the father, over the top, runs onto the mat in front of the referee and literally forearms the kid right off his son, all right, and with the intent of hurting him because he was hurting his son. So then they had to restrain him, you know, the kid that was taken off the top, the opponent that was taken off the top of this coach's son. You know, he was interviewed afterwards, and he was shocked. He said, I had no idea. You know, I wasn't doing anything illegal. The referee even said that it wasn't illegal. It is a technique. But the father thought that the referee wasn't going to stop it and that his son would end up dislocating his shoulder. Well, you know what? Whether that is true or not, you don't do that. That's over the top. You don't have any permission to take the authority and the model of being a coach and a leader and thinking that you can go onto the field of play when it is regulated and stop action or take physical, you know, action against an opponent. It's just, you know, you can't do it.
Now talk about the high school girls basketball incident in Southwest Seattle last year.
Remember that? Do you remember when the coaches got into it, the coach from the other team? When the game was over with, or right before the game was over with, they're getting ready to exchange. It was a blowout game, and the coach is walking down towards the other, and I'm not going to mention names, I'm not going to mention schools, but it was well publicized. It was also on the internet. But the coach hauls off and hits the opposing coach. And this coach has a daughter that was playing in the game. This is the assailant, okay? And he overreacted. He ended up, okay, feeling that the other team was way too physical, and he thought in his mind they were dirty, and he held this coach responsible. And so just out of nowhere, I mean, his assistants had no idea what he was going to do. He just goes ahead and cold cocks the coach from the other end. Now they got a fight going on.
He just lost it.
And the kids, the girls, are just standing there. They're crying. This is varsity basketball. And they're standing there. They're crying. They're supporting one. The girls themselves on both teams were supporting one another. All right, and could not believe this action. And the daughter of the coach collapsed on the floor. She was just so devastated by the whole interaction of that negative picture.
Athletically scarred forever.
Forever. So the girl whose father was involved in this altercation, okay, that basically had enough, was embarrassed that the team got beat, but was more embarrassed because the opponents were more physical than his team, and he took it personally. And so he decided to take matters into his own hand, completely forgetting about his team, the parents, the school, the daughter, and just reacting in a way that has ruined his life forever, okay, his natural life forever. Now he's going to go ahead and have to talk to the big coach, you know, in the hereafter to talk about his behavior, but for now, it's a shame because he had been a successful coach prior to that.
And now he's been banished from coaching.
Now he's been banished from coaching, you know. And then I think that you know, we have to reach out to these parents that are coaches, you know, that have these expectations, okay. And if they really feel that they're in a position where they think they can impact positively by their behavior, by overreacting or things that they say, It doesn't work that way. That's not the way the game has evolved, nor is it the proper etiquette or sportsmanship model that's required for teaching life skills, mm-hmm. you know, through sports that carry over into our society.
Well, then there's the coach just this week, the swim coach. His daughter got out of the
exactly.
pool and he, I think, cold cocked her.
Yeah. Well, he slapped her. Okay. And then she hit him back.
Yep.
Very upset. And then he hit her again, knocked her down. And I'm watching this, and my wife is watching it, and we're going, are you kidding me? Now, that's the last sport. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up. Our kids swam, okay? And I had a very reverent, deep faith. Every time they got in the water, I just wanted to make sure they didn't touch the bottom of the pool, okay? So they learned how to swim and keep their head above water. You could never, ever argue with a child for their effort in the pool. There's no freaking way that you would ever find anything wrong with a child swimming. If they can stay above water and finish a race, I don't care whether it took 10 minutes, all right, and the race was over 8 minutes before. The fact that they put themselves in the water and swam from one end of the pool to the other and survived, you got to give them a hand on that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you swim a lap, two laps today?
Sure. Not very fast.
Thank you.
Barely above water.
Barely above water. I'm the same way. For me to swim, I swim on my back like an otter, okay? And I dog paddle, okay, to get from one side to the other. So for a father to do this, it blew me away. I mean, I cannot imagine, all right, that relationship right now. I guarantee it, if the father isn't divorced from the mother, the papers are in the mail, all right, this week. Not only that, I guarantee you the daughter is probably spending a couple days at her best friend's house, all right, chilling out and trying to recover from that whole incident. I mean, guy, we can't, you know, we got to talk about things like this over the top because parents are out of control right now. And we've got to do a better job of understanding, all right, their responsibility. They've got to seek help, okay? And so I say, parents, how can we help you, all right? If you are sometimes over the top with your own child's competitions, we want you to take this self-test. And if it reminds you of yourself, then seek counseling immediately for the sake of your family sports life today. All right? Guy, you want to go ahead and hit him with the first question?
Question number one. Does watching your son or daughter play contact sports make you anxious? Yes or no?
Well, if the answer is yes, then you must sit down and visualize the activity before he or she plays and accept that at some point there might be an incident, unintentional, that will distract you and cause you to react either verbally or physically. If this is a difficult scenario for you to accept, then it is important for your son's or daughter's family sports life today to not attend the contest. Sitting with other fans in the stands. Sit as far away from the field of play and quietly observe the action, marveling at the youngsters' efforts on both teams and how well they're trying to play, even though the score may be lopsided against your child's team. That is one suggestion that I highly recommend, okay? And what that is doing is something that we talked before about in our earlier segments on how to release our child to their activity. It's their sport. Yes, we sign them up. We enrolled them, we registered them, but we've got to allow them to learn from mistakes, from the interactions of selfish players or teammates, from physical opponents. We entrust coaches that they're a proper model. Our secondary support systems out there provide training for these coaches and to make sure that the officials recognize when something may be getting out of hand, how to stop action, and how to make sure that they disarm the combatants, if there are any. There are rules, you know, that if there are intentional fouls or flagrant violations, that they're removed from the contest. There's just, there are a lot of pressure points that are recognized, okay, that will allow for interrupted play to remove people that are not playing the game the right way.
Right. So imagine if there was no score. Now, would you have the same feelings and reactions towards your child's play, mistakes, and frustrations? Yes or no?
Well, I say, you know, if the answer is yes, then you are truly guilty of vicariously trying to live through the actions, good or bad, of your child's participation in this activity, whether it's practice or competitions. You need to seek professional counseling or sit down with your family and open up about your pent-up feelings towards how your child is performing in their sports life. Having a conversation with someone who understands your frustrations and sports mind as you know it, this will enable you to accept the reality of your family's participation in youth sports. Otherwise, you will suffer the emotions of being happy one game, unhappy the next, disliking team members, judging coaches, judging parents, complaining out loud to officials, angry with your spouse, angry with the driver in front of you or behind you as you head home. Shoot, even the dog and cat have no shelter from your upset feelings. Now listen, this is really important. If you have a spiritual person in your family's life, sit down with them and share your frustrations as a parent spectator. Open up and disclose the pent-up feelings to another adult so they can listen. And I mean this sincerely. They can listen and help you overcome the negative reactions that haunt you now as your child grows in their family sports life today culture.
Well said. I'd add a couple of other things. Don't judge. You're not there to be judgmental of the officials, of the other coach, of your kid. Just sit back and experience the event that's unfolding before you. There's going to be a lot of positives. There's going to be negatives. There are going to be mistakes all over the place. We're all human. The other thing is, as to your point, that it's so well thought out, releasing your child to the activity. You know, as parents, our dreams are not our kids' dreams necessarily. Okay, so to live vicariously through your children, it's probably a natural tendency, but it's a whacked out tendency, I think. You just got to get by that. You've got to realize that they've got their own dreams that they've got to pursue, and they aren't necessarily your dreams.
Right. And you know, that's key, Guy, to what you're saying, is learning how to release your child to the activity, you know, and allow them to enjoy the sport that you've signed them up with and encourage them to participate in at this time. Don't allow yourself to shadow their progress and development with your expectations and how you think the team should play, succeed, and or dominate. When you allow your adult mind to enter into the mind of a child's activity because you think they should be playing a certain way and the opponents also, then you are truly guilty of being over the top. Well, listen, for more information, please visit our website, and also Bruce Brown, former well-known high school coach, a youth coach in the community here, and former athletic director at Northwest University, who represents the NAIA now as a national speaker for programs. He's a tremendous resource, has a great website, and also has publications that I highly recommend touching on the subject of releasing your child to their activity. And I've been inspired by him. And Jay, will you be kind enough to add the website to this podcast segment?
Yes, just look at the links page of familysportslifetoday.com.
Great, thank you.
On behalf of Coach Tom and Jay Arnold, we thank each parent for taking the time to listen to this podcast segment that will hopefully change your family sports life today. If you, mom or dad, need to discuss this further in private, please don't hesitate to contact us at familysportslifetoday@gmail.com. Tom and myself would be happy to help you as best we can, and if we can't enlighten you with support, then we will find it for you. Remember, it's about the kids, their activities, and having fun with their family sports life today. Always help them to enjoy it with you, their best fans in the stands.